सबै पुंसां परो धर्म यतो भक्ति रघो खजे अहैतुकी अप्रतिहता जया आत्मा सुप्रसीदसि। आत्मा सेल्फ, वी आर ऑल सीकिंग हैप्पीनेस अब आत्मा। आत्मा मीन्स दिस बॉडी, आत्मा मीन्स द माइंड एंड आत्मा मीन्स द सोल। Everyone is seeking happiness, either of these three, body or mind or the soul, because we are combination of all these things. And so long I am not spiritually advanced or am materially engrossed, I want to satisfy my body. body means the senses. So, bodily satisfaction means sense gratification. When we are baffled in the sense gratification, then we try to satisfy the thinking, feeling, willing of our mind. And when we feel satisfaction of the mind also, then we seek satisfaction of the soul. That is supreme. Here it is stated, Sabai Gunsan Parodham. For the satisfaction of the body, we are working as per me on the material platform. For the satisfaction of the mind, we are working as philosophers, scientists, poets. But all these platforms of satisfaction will not give us that happiness which we are seeking out. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is describing here that if you want really satisfaction, then you come to the platform of the spirit soul. That is called paro-dharma. There are two things, paro and aparo. Aparo means which is not myself. And paro means transcendental to the senses. So, we have manufactured different types of religious system concerning the body. Take for example, nationalism. What is nationalism? Nationalism means I have got this body in certain area. I have got this body in India, you have got this body in America. So you are thinking national of USA, I am thinking national of India. Similarly, others also thinking. So this is called aparadharma. Aparadharma means temporary regarding the body. But we have come to the platform of paro. If we want satisfaction, really, then we have come to the platform of paro, the spiritual platform.
If my children are disturbing.
Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramana, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhastu ja paro sa. Our senses, they are at present moment on material conception of life, our senses are taken as the supreme satisfaction of the senses. Indriyabha paramana. Above that, satisfaction of the mind. Above that, satisfaction of intelligence. Above that, satisfaction of the soul. Actually, we are seeking after satisfaction of the soul because we are ultimately soul, not this body. This is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmi yatha dehi kaumara yauvana jara. Asmin dehe, in this body, the proprietor of the body, the soul, is there. Unfortunately, there is no educational system by which one can understand that he is not this body, but he is within the body. the soul. This is the personal status. Spiritual life, if you do not know what is spirit, then where is the question of spiritual life? Spiritual life cannot be executed on the material platform. So, when Arjuna was bewildered, how the bodily concepts are applied, he was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, out of sympathy for his brother, relatives, he declined to fight. Because he took others in bodily concept of life. But Krishna wanted to bring him on the spiritual concept of life. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita was spoken to him. And when Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita and Krishna also what he wanted to do, and when he understood that his business was to satisfy Krishna, then he agreed to fight. Personally, from a bodily concept of life, he was puzzled. But when he came to the platform of spiritual concept of life, he agreed to abide by the orders of Krishna. And he said, Parishe Vatanam Tava. Now I shall execute your order. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to learn how to satisfy Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. To learn the science how one can satisfy Krishna. That is called bhakti. Bhakti means sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatkaratena nirvanam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti-richa. Bhakti means, first of all, one has to become free or liberated from all kinds of designation. I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Khatri, I am black, I am white, I am this. These are all things. So the first business is how to become free from the designation. Sarva upadhi. Upadhi means designation. Vinirmuktam, being free from. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. Tatparasena nirmalam. In Krishna consciousness, one becomes purified. Nirmalam. Just like in our society, we have got devotees from different parts of the world, different groups of religion, different groups of nationality. But when they are in Krishna consciousness, they forget their nationality, their body, they accept themselves as servants of God. This is the platform of unity. You cannot be united on the bodily platform, neither you can be united on the mental platform. The United Nations, big nations, the United Nations headquarters is there in New York. So, they are trying to be united, but they cannot be united even within their country. You have heard the news of India. There is now a fever between parties. So, even there is unity of the nations, there will be fight between the parties. In every country, we have got this experience. So, the so-called unity is impossible. Just like dogs. You bring the dogs together and ask them very politely, my dear dogs, do not bark. Because another dog is coming from another neighborhood, you do not bark. Will they hear? Bow, bow, bow. So if you treat them as dogs, how there can be unity? That is not possible. So that false attempt is going on. They are keeping themselves as good as dogs, and they are going to be united. It is not possible. It is futile attempt to be united on the bodily concept of life. It is not my manufactured clause. It is stated in the Shastra. Deshrātma buddhi kunapeti dhātuke sadhik kalatra disibhoma ijyadhi jatītha buddhi salilena tarhiti janesu abhijnesu saiva gokha. Go means cows and kharo means ass. So those who are in the bodily concept of life and deshrātma buddhi kunapeti dhātuke. This body is a bag of three dhatu, kapha, pitta, vayu. So, in other words, we can say it is a bag of bones, flesh, muscles, blood, urine, stool, and so many other things. Do you think this combination of blood, stool, urine, muscle, bones, all these things can produce life? Do you think they are trying to prove chemical evolution at the present moment that life is born of matter? Here are the matters. Everyone knows in my body, these things are there in body, these things are there. And without this body, outside, you go to this slaughterhouse, you'll find all these things, you'll find blood, bones, urine, steel, everything. Can you produce life? If life can be produced from matter, and if you think this combination of material things is the life, then produce life. These are available. No, that is not. If anyone thinks like that, that this combination of matter is life, then he is no better than cows and asses. This is the statement. Actually, that is going on. So we are trying to be united on the basis of combining this blood and stool and urine and other things. No, that is not possible. We have come to the spiritual platform. We have to seek out the spirit soul who is now encased within these material elements. If we seek that, if we create our religion, religion means occupational duty. In the English dictionary, it is said religion means a kind of faith. No. Faith may be wrong or right. Therefore, religion, there cannot be two religions. Because as spirit soul, we are all one. You are spirit soul, I am spirit soul, he is spirit soul, she is spirit, everyone. Therefore, those who have got spiritual knowledge, they are called Pandit. Pandita Samadarsina. Pandita means learned. විද්‍යා විනය සම්පන්නේ බ්‍රාහ්මණේ ගවිහස්තිනි සුනිසේස සපාති සපණ්ඩිතා සමදස් there are many other statements brahma bhuta prasanna atma nasusati natanti samasarvesu bhutesu madhavakti lavati bara so if you study bhagavad gita you'll get all this knowledge different branches of knowledge that combine together it is the essence of all basic knowledge So, and when you understand Bhagavad Gita, and when you understand God, and your relationship with God, then your activities will be perfect. If you do not know what you are, why you are working so hard, day and night, then it is said in the Shastra, Samayavahi kevalo. It is simply laboring for nothing. Human life is very important life. By evolutionary process, we have passed through 8 million, at least 300,000 of different species of life. Then we have come to this human form of life, especially in Bharatvarsha, in India. So we should not waste this life simply imitating the cats and dogs. That is not our aim of life. This is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nāyāna deha deha bhājāna nilope kastāna kāmāna rasdhī vijāṅgī. This life, everybody has got body. The cats and dogs and hawks, they have also body. And we have also got body. But this is special body. I am a deha, nilo, in the human society. There is no question of who is he, whether he is American or Indian or this or no. Human society. In the human society, this kind of life, like cats and dogs and hogs, is not desirable. Nāyāna deha deha bhājāna nirūpe. Cats and dogs, hogs life means working day and night for food. Especially the hogs are mentioned. The hogs, they work day and night. Very stool. So, and as soon as he gets some stool, little shred, then we stretch without discrimination. No consideration of brother, sister or mother, nothing. We have seen hogs like at least in India. So, this is a practical example. To work so hard for eating, sleeping, mating, sex life, and defending. This is being done by the cats, dogs, and hawks. Human life is meant for extra endeavor, which the hawks and dogs cannot do. That is it. Now what is that? Tapasya. Tapodibvam putrakājena suddheta satya. Human life is meant for getting release from a kind of disease, which is birth, death, old age and disease. This is the business of human life. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. We are hearing from the Supreme Authority, Krishna. And we, if we meditate, if we think soberly, we can understand that every one of us is eternal. Then why I am dying? This should be the question. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. This is human life business. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. human life should be very eager to understand first thought, the truth of life. So, when we are engaged in the matter of inquiring the truth of life, that is called Parodharma. That is explained here. The Hindu Dharma, Christian Dharma, Muslim Dharma, Bauddha Dharma, we have created so many dharmas. But real dharma is when we inquire, so what is our identity? What is our constitutional position? Am I this body or something else? That answer is given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning of teaching. Asachyanamisuchastam prajñāvādāṁ tupātus. My dear Arjuna, you are talking as a very learned man. If I kill this, then what will happen to this? What will happen to this? So many questions are there. So, you are thinking that you are very learned man. You are talking with me like that. Because in the bodily concept of life, we are talking. So, that was at once rejected by Krishna. When Arjuna submitted to Krishna, Shishasriham Shadimantrabannam. My dear Krishna, let us talk now, friendly talk. Krishna was Arjuna's friend. So, they are talking on friendly terms. But Arjuna understood that this friendly talk will not come to any conclusion. So he submitted to Krishna as his disciple. Sishtasriham Sadhiman Prabhanna. My dear Krishna, now I am becoming your disciple, Sishya. Sishya means one who agrees to be disciplined by the spiritual master. He is called Sishya. So, then seriously, talk took place, and the first instruction of Krishna was that first of all try to understand that you are not this body. So, when you actually understand that I am not this body, then there is possibility of unity. When this education is spread all over the world in the human society, then you talk of unity. Otherwise, there is no question of unity. I have given the example. If you keep the dog as dog, and if you say that you be united, that is not possible. You have to raise the human society to the standard of spiritual life or spiritual understanding. Then there is unity. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is to bring the human society on the spiritual platform. That is called Parodharma. Sabhimpunsan Parodharma. That spiritual society is situated on the central point of Krishna or Bhagavan or God. Sabhimpunsan Parodharma. Jato bhakti adhokhaje. Adhokhaje adha krita akhajam jnanam jato. God's or Krishna's another name is adhokhaje. Where our sense perception fails, he is called adhokhaje. Adha krita akhaja. Akhaja means direct sense perception. Akha means the sense perception, direct perception. Or akha means all to pure. Our knowledge is limited beginning with the alphabet A and ending with the alphabet Kha. That is called akha. So, this material akhaja jnana, knowledge, cannot approach the absolute truth. But there is process. That process is described in every shastra. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Bhaktyamama Vijanati. If you want to know God, then you have to adopt the principle of devotion and service. Bhaktya. Krishna never says that by jnana, yoga, karma, you can understand. No. Bhaktyamama Vijanati. Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Krishna, Arjuna, because Krishna said, Bhaktosi, Priyosi. My dear Arjuna, you are my devotee and very dear friend. Therefore I am speaking to you, Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood by the Kurmis, Jnanis, Yogis. It can be understood by the Bhaktos. And it was spoken to a Bhakta. And if you perform the religious system as enunciated by Krishna, sarva dharman parityajyamamekam saranam vraja, that is called bhakti, yato bhakti adhokaj. Sabai punsan paro dharma, yato bhakti adhokaj. That bhakti should not be with a motive, with a business mind. I am becoming your bhakta, my God. You have to satisfy my desire. Of course, this is the preliminary stage of bhakti. But pure bhakti means annavilasita sunnam, unmotivated, jnana karmadhanabhitam. Anukullena Krishnanushilanam bhakti yuttama. So therefore it is said, yato bhakti adhokhaje means ahoituti. Ahoituti means without any motive. I am going to the temple to offer my obeisances for getting some material benefit. This is not your bhakti. O God, give us our daily bread. God is giving daily bread to everyone. Why you are praying for that? It will come without having to pray. You just learn how to love God. That is one. Not for praying bread. Of course, in the beginning we do that. That is not pure devotion. That's what it is called. Ahoituki. Sabai punsang paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaje ahoituti, without any motive. Apratihata. And this devotional service cannot be checked by any material impediment. It is not that because I am poor man, I cannot execute devotional service. Or because I am rich man, therefore I cannot. No, apratihata. Either you be rich or poor, uneducated, non-educated, or this national, that national, anything, material impediments, will not check. If you want to be devotee of Krishna, if you want to become a servant of Krishna, there is no checking in any stage of life, any form of life. You can begin in devotional service. Ahaituti apratihata. And if you do that, then your ultimate goal, you are trying to become happy. Because that is your nature, our nature. Satchidananda vigraha. We are part and parcel of God. Satchidananda vigraha is eternally blissful. Full of knowledge. Sat means eternal. Chit means knowledge. And ananda means bliss. So Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore we are also Satchidananda. It's like a small particle of gold is also goal. Therefore, the basic realization is Aham Brahmasmi. Parabrahma is Krishna, Supreme Brahma. Parabrahma Paramadhama Pavitam Paramam Bhava. This is the statement by Arjuna. So he is Parabrahma. Param means the Supreme. And we are part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. So we are not Parabrahma, but we are Brahma. This realization is required. This is Vedic realization. Aham Brahmasmi. When you realize this, that you are part and parcel of Krishna, Parabrahma, then what will be your state of life? That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta. Brahma realized. Brahma realized. Brahma Bhuta. Prasanna Atma. You'll be joyful always. This is the center. If you realize yourself as soul, part and parcel of God, then in the material world, we are always full of anxiety. But when you spiritually realize Brahma Bhuta, just the opposite. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. No more anxiety. So what is the symptom of no more anxiety? Na sochati, na kankati. He does not desire anything to gain. And whatever he has got, if he is lost, he does not lament. Na sochati, na kankati. Samasarvesu bhutesu, at that time, he can see all living entities.